June 5th. I'm still freaked out about my nightmare, and it keeps replaying in my head like a bad movie. I was covered from head to toe in so much frosting, I felt like a human cupcake. So today I planned to break the news to Chloe and Zoe that I've decided not to have a birthday party. With all the things that could go wrong, it was just not worth the risk. I hoped my BFFs would understand and be supportive. They arrived at my house all fired up with a huge stack of books and magazines about party planning. Just great. But I was totally shocked when they yelled, "Surprise!" and handed me a copy of a brand new best-selling book. I could not believe my eyes and just stared at it in awe. My Very Rich and Trashy Life, Party Planner. Because life's a party and you should smile while you still have teeth. It was a party planning book based on my fave reality TV show, My Very Rich and Trashy Life. Chloe and Zoe said it was an early birthday present that I could use to plan my party. And get this, they'd also ordered a large queasy cheesy pizza, which was a good thing because all that intense worrying about my party had made me really hungry. It was quite obvious my BFFs were taking their party planning duties very seriously. We ran upstairs and crashed in my bedroom. Although I appreciated their efforts, I finally gathered the courage to tell them the bad news. "Listen, guys, I'm really thankful you're helping me plan a big birthday bash, but to be honest, I'd be perfectly happy with just the three of us hanging out in my backyard, trying not to choke on my dad's burnt hamburgers," I joked.
"Nikki, that's a great idea," Zoe exclaimed.
"Look at this. The My Very Rich and Trashy Life Party Planner has instructions for a fun outdoor cookout." She showed me a page in the book. "Backyard picnic party. Throw a fab outdoor party for 50 friends.
It even suggests a midnight bonfire," Chloe said. "OMG, that's going to be so romantic, right? For you know who."
Then she started making silly kissing noises. I kind of wanted to slap her, but I didn't. "That sounds really, interesting. But why don't the three of us just have a sleepover and watch some movies instead?" I insisted. Chloe flipped through my new book.
"Guess what? Sleepovers are in here, too. Look!
Movie Night Pajama Party. Watch fun films with 75 friends."
"Now that sounds really cool," Zoe giggled.
Okay, I was starting to get annoyed. "Chloe, Zoe, please, I really need you both to listen," I yelled. They got really quiet and just stared at me.
"Nikki, it's up to you. It's your birthday. If you want a listening party, that's fine with us," Chloe shrugged.
"I love that idea," Zoe exclaimed. She flashed us another page from the book. Music Lovers Listening Party. Invite 100 music lovers and share your top tunes.
"A listening party would actually be very retro and chic," she said excitedly.
I could not believe my friends were so clueless. That's when I totally lost it.
Come on, guys. I'm so exasperated right now. I could just scream, I ranted.
Your book is amazing, Chloe exclaimed. There's actually a party for that, too.
Screamfest, a rockin' rant party for 200 funky friends.
You could have a Screamfest dance party for 200 people in a warehouse, Zoe suggested.
OMG, I felt like having a Screamfest right there in my bedroom.
Please, just stop. I don't want any of these parties. My life is super stressful right now. It feels like I'm being tossed into the deep end of the popularity pool and I have to sink or swim. I know I'm supposed to just dive in, but I'm scared to death I might drown. Do you guys understand what I'm trying to say?
Chloe and Zoe stared at each other and then at me as they nodded slowly.
I hope you aren't mad at me, I muttered.
Nikki, why would we be mad at you? Zoe asked.
It's our fault that we didn't understand what you really wanted.
We weren't listening.
Now we hear you loud and clear, Chloe said. And it's perfectly fine with us if you want a pool party.
My BFFs think I want a pool party?
A pool party is our first choice, too, Zoe shrieked in excitement.
But we wanted to leave it totally up to you since it's your birthday, Chloe squealed.
Luckily, your new book has an entire chapter on pool parties, Zoe added.
Then my two BFFs started dancing around the room, shouting,
pool party, pool party, Nikki's having a pool party.
It was suddenly very clear that my BFFs wanted this birthday party really, really badly. And as much as I was freaked out about the whole idea, I just didn't have the heart to disappoint them. So I jumped up and started dancing around the room with them and shouting,
pool party, pool party, I'm having a pool party.
Then we did a group hug. That's when Chloe and Zoe said the kindest and most sweetest thing anyone had ever said to me.
We're so happy you're having this party, Nikki. You deserve it. And since you might be in Paris this summer, we really want to spend this special day just celebrating you, Chloe explained.
For once, we'll get to do something nice for you to repay you for all the wonderful things you've done for us, Zoe exclaimed.
Nikki, you're the greatest friend ever, they both gushed and started to tear up.
OMG. Right then, I felt very special. It's quite obvious that Chloe and Zoe truly care about me. They're the best friends ever. And if having this birthday party will make them happy, then it will make me happy too.
P.S. I should also be happy that I won't have to see Mackenzie very much this summer. For once, my life will be drama-free. Woohoo!